Hi there, I'm Will, member of West Street Church, and I'm going to be speaking a little bit about why this time of year is a time that can give us something that's been in short supply this year. So this year, 2020, just seems to have been filled with bad news. If you cast your mind back to the start of the year, there was flooding in the UK that devastated many communities across the country. There were massive fires in Australia. And then, of course, along came COVID, and we all know that's had a huge impact on each and every one of us, whether that's been personally affected in health, the tough financial situation, or simply missing time with family and friends. So it's fair to say that 2020 has been tough, to say the least, and good news has been in short supply. But we trust that life will not stay like this. In fact, we carry a hope that things will change and that we won't be in this difficult situation forever. We've heard some good news about vaccines recently that have shown really promising results in trials, and that gives us hope that things may return to normal soon. And we hope that somehow we will be able to be with our friends and family soon. Most of all, we hope that 2021 looks a lot brighter than 2020. But all of these hopes depend on some human effort. We hope that the scientists will be able to work fast, produce a really good vaccine that works well. We hope that the government will make the right decisions and that our livelihoods are safe. But as believers in God, we believe in a hope that is beyond these things. In fact, hope in the Bible actually means a confident expectation. So it isn't a maybe, but it's something that we can anticipate and can look forward to. And it's this kind of hope that came to the world through the person of Jesus. And this is the great news that we're celebrating at Christmas. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but it can be difficult to make the link between everything that Holly and Ivy have been talking about, the shepherds, the angels, the manger, and what they actually mean for us now, living in the midst of this crazy year. And for me, it helps to start with the stars that the wise men followed, because it's Jesus, the human embodiment of God, who was there at the start of all creation and is responsible for the creation of everything in the universe, from the tiniest atom to the largest star millions of light years away. In the Bible, it says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him." And the Word in this case means Jesus. So he was there right at the start of it all, responsible for the infinitely big universe. And when it says that nothing was created except through him, that includes you and it includes me. We are his creation. But we learn throughout the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament, that humans decided to walk away from God, their creator, who loves them. They decided that even though living life with God was best for them, they wanted to do things in their own way. And this broke God's heart, and it broke the relationship between him and his creation. So it was always part of God's plan to send his son, Jesus, to earth to bring a hope that would mend that relationship between humans and their creator, to offer this certainty of hope that if we are willing to accept Jesus for ourselves, we can have our relationship with him healed and live our lives together with him. There was actually a lot written about Jesus throughout the Old Testament, but people were not expecting their saviour to be born as a baby. They thought their king would be some amazing warrior, someone who was powerful in battle and would basically forcefully win a massive war for them. So imagine their surprise when Jesus was born as a baby, grew up to be a man, and that this is the man that was indeed the promised king, the Messiah, their saviour. God could have sent anyone he wanted, but he sent his son Jesus in the form of a baby to show the world that the saviour is humble, that he has known what it's like to be in our position, to be human, and therefore he can relate to us in our suffering and understand our situations. He came to earth not to bring a war, but to bring love to those who needed it the most. The King of creation was sent to earth as a helpless baby because of God's infinite love for the world, for the UK, for Crewe, and ultimately for you. In the Bible it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And many thought that when God came to earth, he would appear to really religious people, to the important people like kings, high priests, and so on. But Jesus, the creator of the universe, came to those who would least expect it. In fact, you may know that the first people to hear the good news were the shepherds. That's right, they were the guys who looked after the sheep, and at the time, they were considered to be pretty lowly people in society. This theme continued throughout his life. Jesus chose to befriend Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who really didn't have the best reputation, a load of fishermen who were regarded as unclean and also didn't have the greatest reputation. A guy called Thomas was one of his close friends who was full of doubt and questioning. And there's loads of examples of those who were really not held in great esteem by society at the time. So he didn't go to the important people, and he didn't go to the rich and famous people. He chose very normal, imperfect people, just like you and me, to tell people about the amazing way in which God chose to repair the relationship between him and his creation. And he repaired this relationship in a quite unusual and amazing way. So at the age of 33, he gave up his life for us on the cross. And he did that so that each and every one of us could be set free from everything that separates us from God. He didn't come to control us, but he came to offer his light and life, ultimately to offer freedom. In John 10 in the Bible, it says, "I have come so that they, humans, may have life and have it to the full." So going back to the question of what does all this have to do with the angels, the manger, the stars? Well, it reminds us of the humble start of an incredible life that brought and still brings true hope to the world. So even now, in the midst of 2020, with everything we're going through, Jesus wants to have this relationship with us and to welcome us as children of God. All we have to do is to be willing to receive his love and accept that he died on the cross to set us free from the stuff we've done wrong and that ultimately separates us from relationship with him. One last verse to share with you from the Bible. And it says, "This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins, for the stuff we've done wrong." And the reality of what this means for me and you is that we can have a personal relationship with the God who loves us and that ultimately knows us better than we know ourselves. And so we can live in hope, a confident expectation that we will one day be with him. So please take time to think about what that means for your life, and if you feel able, to ask this loving God to speak to you personally. All we have to do is ask. What a great reason to be full of hope this year. Thanks everyone for listening, and may a living God be with you this Christmas.